Dear Editor, the recent decision to implement an excessively low speed limit on Westminster Highway east of No. 6 Road is creating unsafe driving conditions, especially for the four-lane section east of Nelson Road. When the change was first introduced earlier this year, few drivers adhered to the 50 km/h limit because it is so absurdly low for a four-lane highway. However, the recent decision by Richmond RCMP to try and enforce this limit through mobile speed traps is creating unsafe driving conditions. Some drivers are now aware that the speed limit is actually being enforced, and travel at the requisite 50 km/h. However, many drivers are still unaware of the change, and continue along at a more appropriate, for the size of the highway, 70 km/h. This has created unsafe conditions as those drivers attempt to pass people at high speeds. To make matters worse, drivers traveling at high speed slam on their brakes when they spot a mobile speed trap. This causes close calls where motorists have nearly rear-ended each other because of mobile speed traps. The mobile speed traps cause further disruption when a driver is pulled over. While driving near the intersection at No. 8 Road, I saw drivers actually encroaching into the lane of oncoming traffic to safely navigate past the officer conducting the traffic stop. This caused a huge traffic backup which extended through the intersection, unsafe. Is the enforcement of a poorly thought-out speed limit reduction really how our Richmond RCMP can best utilize their valuable manpower? The police should protect and serve, but creating unsafe driving conditions is totally counterproductive to that mission statement. To restore safe driving conditions, City Council should immediately reverse the speed limit reduction, and reinstate a more reasonable 60 km/h between No. 6 and Nelson, and 70 km/h east of Nelson. Mark Fazer, Richmond.